Ki chirats to nafshi mimalves. Es eini min dimas ragli midechi. Es halech lifnei Hashem ba'artes achayim himanti ki adabar ani simo'id. Ani amayti b'chavzi kol adam kizif. For you've delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before Hashem in the lands of the living. I've kept faith, saying, although I say I suffer exceedingly, I said in my haste, all mankind is deceitful. Says the Sfarna, Ki chilatz to nafshi mimalves. Klal Yisrael in Galus was in mortal danger so many times. Hashem has looked after us time and again in Galus. So eini min dima, my eyes from tears. Again, says the Sfarna, I broke down and cried bitterly when the cruel tyrants ruthlessly forbade us to keep the mitzvahs. How many times in Jewish history has it been illegal to keep Torah mitzvahs? It's as if the nations of the world know the significance, know the importance, the cosmic power of that which we do. However, Zayni Mindima, you are Kodesh Baruch, you wipe away my tears by annulling their decrees. Anyone that has outlawed Torah mitzvahs has never survived. So Agli Midechi, when I wanted to place against the Tzfona, when I wanted to place my and pursue the path of tzidkus of righteousness, the nations of the world place obstacles in my way. They tried to make it difficult for me to grow as a Jew. Yet you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remove those impediments. You allow me to keep going. Saleich lifnei Hashem ba'aretz hazachayim. I'm going to walk with Hashem in the land of the living. Rashi explains his reference to David HaMelech, where Shaul chased him out of Eretz Yisrael, place where HaKadosh Baruch is home, to dwell on foreign lands where they keep Avodah Zarah and they worship lifeless gods. And the Radak perhaps captures the feeling of so many of us. How much we long to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oides halich lifnei Hashem b'Eretz Yisrael sheshchinah sesham. I'm going to get to Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Shechinah is. Even though David HaMelech was sent into exile amongst the Plishtim, nonetheless, Eretz Yisrael is called Chaim, it's Eretz HaTzvi, it's called Eretz Chifetz, said in the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol, Chemdos HaRatzos. People that live in Eretz Yisrael have a beautiful, holy, healthy life, spiritual health. Eretz Yisrael has light, has air, which is better than all the other countries. Yifenayif Misayis Kol Haaretz. David HaMelech is yearning for it. It's called Eretz HaChayim because those that die, they will live first at Tchias HaMisim. David HaMelech, and by extension all of us, yearning for Eretz Yisrael. Hamanti ki adabar, I suffer exceedingly, but I know only you, says Ibn Ezra, only you, Hashem, you can redeem me from my deep suffering, restore my tranquility. Kol adam kozef. Unfortunately, it's a fact of life that people are deceitful. David HaMelech, the Rashi already says, this is about Selah HaMachlaikos, where the treacherous people of Ziv, they reveal David HaMelech's hiding place to Shaul HaMelech. And they encircle the mountain, and David HaMelech has no way of escaping. And David HaMelech demands of Hashem, well, what happened to your promise? You made to Shmuel HaNavi that I'm going to be king. If I'm going to be slain now, how is it ever going to happen? And therefore, miraculously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Malach who calls Shaul away. And he takes off the pursuit because the Plishtim are coming. We'll have to contend with people's deceitfulness. That doesn't mean we ever compromise on who we are. Rather, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's no shortage of ways to help us and save us.